Welcome back. It's Richard Sims here from FA Sims & Partners. Thank you for joining us for the part six, the last part of our kitchen table business guide. We've been chatting through the bare bones base, the process which you can go through to deconstruct, reconstruct your business, look at where you want to get to, recap. We want point A where we are today and point B where we get to. Okay, so we're looking now to how we take our thought processes of this kitchen table in front of us, good bits, bad bits, bits in the middle. We've talked about the process you need to go through to think about where you want to get to, what your point B looks like. We've done a bit of analysis on point A, always a lot of work for you to do. You've then got to basically say, right, how are we going to model these now? How do we make this new scenario, this point B, or the steps to get from A to B, how do we make that into something we can actually work with? How do we allow that to allow us to consider the viability of that? Because, of course, it's all very well having great ideas and having thoughts and processes, but if we can't actually cash flow that, we can't afford it, or any of those things, really important stuff. So I mentioned on the previous podcast about this need to consider your cash flow very closely. And your cash flow, of course, is the end result of a combination of your income expenditure, so your profit and loss account, so in other words, what comes in, what goes out, and that's on an accounting perspective. Your balance sheet, so what your assets are, so effectively a list of things you own and what you owe, those two bits there, your balance sheet. And then the cash flow links the two together, so it moves things between, for example, an asset could be stock on your balance sheet, that stock is sold, which creates money coming in as by way of a book debt. The book debt then turns into cash, goes into the bank, and you're moving things around your balance sheet. Some things then relate to your profit and loss account, which might, for example, that stock you bought for £8, you sell it for £16, for example. So you've got that profit element in that, and expenditure going back and forward there. So you've got the two interactions of your balance sheet, your kind of overall everyday static position of the business, and your profit and loss, the moving part, what you sell, what profit you make from that side. The cash flow is the bit between the two. Okay, your cash flow forecast is built from a combination of those two aspects to see what moves between the two. So if we're going to try and model forward, we need to start by saying, okay, what does our profit loss look like? What would it look like on a daily, weekly basis? And then we can say, well, let's say we forecast a profit and loss for a month. Let's say we take or an annual, for whatever date and time frame you want to say. Let's say we're going to forecast a six-month profit loss account. And we're going to say, right, each month we think we're going to sell month one, month two, month three, month four. We're going to map out each month what we're going to sell. Then we're going to say, right, we know now what we think is going to cost to sell that, what the cost is going to be to run the business, what the expenses will be. So we're going to have a list down there of what comes in, what goes out. Okay, that will then be affected into your cash flow, because you might sell something today, you might get paid for 3 months. You might get paid in 1 month, you might get paid in 2 months. You might be selling online, so you get paid by your credit card company in 2 days. It very much depends what your structure is. So the lag between your cash flow and the money coming back in, money going out, the time frame there, it's really important. Just keep this concept in mind. I'll just raise this quickly as we're going through, just to give you an idea of this. We talk about cash flow in a very simple way. Now, many of you may or may not come across rugby union, sport very popular in certainly the UK. And if you're playing rugby union, what can happen is as a player has a ball in their hand, they're running along the ground at great pace, and someone just catches the back of their heel. They can't quite catch them to tackle them, but they catch the back of their heel, which means the player with the ball is running along, they're effectively tripping themselves over, because this tackle has pushed one leg across behind the second one, and they're beginning to pull themselves. What creates quite a sometimes slightly humorous 30-yard dash as the individual begins to fall over more and more and more than it actually falls over. Okay? Liam, I think, what are you talking about, Richard? Well, the point I'm talking about here is that fall over in, say, 30 yards' time is the symptom of a problem that started 30 yards before. In other words, when the person was tackled, the person was tap-tackled, that's the problem. The symptom is when they fall over. Your cash flow has got a time lag in it. Okay? So whatever you do, don't forget this time lag between making a sale, taking action, something happening, and the cash flow impact. Okay, so always be aware, and that will range across your business, across different businesses, but also across your different structure. So that time lag could be as simple as you have bought an item you're paying for in 30 days' time. So there's a difference between your purchase point and your cash flow impact. It could be, for example, you've lost a customer and that customer doesn't come back in, and the actual impact of your cash flow is 2 or 3 months later, because that's when you feel the lack of cash not coming in for the cash customer you did have. So look at that elasticity between point of transaction and the cash flow impact. Very important to think about that. And that's why it's important. I just want to put that in context, because when you look at now building your cash flow forecast and modeling your scenarios, that's what we're talking about, is that elasticity between the transaction and the cash impact. Okay, really important on that side. So what we're looking to do now is build out several scenarios, because we can't just create a single scenario and say, that's the first one, that's the best one, that's it, that was easy. We have to have a number of scenarios. So quite a lot of accounting software systems have got cash flow modeling in there in the structure. If not, use a spreadsheet, create yourself a balance sheet, very rough income, sorry, a balance sheet, asset liability effectively, create yourself a profit and loss account sheet, income and expenditure, and then have the cash flow linking all together. Or if you're not particularly great on spreadsheets, just have a single cash flow that says money comes in and it goes out. Whatever you feel you want to do. But don't make it hard work, because there are tools out there that like to do that for you. Not great cost for you to do as well. So I think it's important you have something in place to make it easier for you. Because if it's on a document, much easier for you to flex it, to change that elasticity, to make those transactions take place further and closer together. So the easier your structure is, the more you've got it right, easier it is for you to model that and change it and chop it around. Because then you can really say to yourself, right, if you think about modeling your point B, you can make that model much easier, right? You can make that change much quicker. You can change things through, you can change it, check it through. So think about that model. That model is really important for your structure. And you might find, as I said, we've talked about lots of different things you might choose to do, whether it's rescaling staff, changing the way you take the business forward, making your business more agile, whatever you want to do. We can put all that, will have to work out to be cash at the end of the day, because there's no point in having a business that doesn't generate cash and doesn't make a profit for you. So we need this model in place. And this model we talk about here, you might use for 20 years. As a basic principle of it, because actually business might not change that much in that time frame. Who knows? But the point is, by having this model in place, it will allow you not only to model your business, but also run your business. Really important. And the more businesses I talk to, if I talk to a really efficient, effective business, this modeling, this cash flow management is massively important to them. That's how they make their business work so effectively from that side. Really important that's to do that. Okay. Then we're going to look at that and say, right, how do we then get our kind of, what's our next stage? Let's do our models, let's look at our structure. Look at our cash flow and say, what suits me best? So hopefully at the end of this process, you've now been through a route where you have broken your business down. You've assessed all the contents of your business through the kitchen table review. You've then rebuilt your business in the way you want it to be. Okay, so you've got scenario A, where you are today, scenario B, you want to get to. Okay, then you need to say to yourself, how big is that change? Okay, we're not talking about in this particular episode the steps you can take. But I talked to you as a business rescue professional, I suppose. There are lots of really useful tools available to you. When I say tools, legal opportunities, which we'll pick up on separate podcasts later, the things you can do to help you transition from point A to point B. But the first thing to do is establish what you think your point A and point B are. Okay, this is what we're talking you through now. You get yourself to a point where you come from where you stand today, where you want to get to. You've got a situation in front of you. You've got some flexibility in how you model it, how you change it around. It might be, if you've not already taken advice at this point in time, you might want to take some advice now. You say, well, what else can I do? Or do some further reading, do some further research. Maybe join us for some future podcasts to help you to understand the steps you could follow to allow you to move from A to B in the most effective steps, most efficient steps, to allow your business to be what you want it to be going forward, make it feel it's fit for purpose. Thank you ever so much for joining us for this series. I hope you join us for future podcasts, and thanks again.